Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sharita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day and the issues we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
Hey, how are you?
Girl, it is November. You know how I'm doing. Y'all ask me that question. You know how I'm doing. It's the birthday month. Y'all know me.
Yeah, Shay, she started celebrating in March.
Come on. That's how I do.
Well, my mama was thinking about me for 9 months. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hey.
You were in the oven, I guess.
I agree.
My friends, they know. I don't give them I let them have their birthdays, and then I just celebrate the rest of the time. No, seriously, it is November and it's about to be Christmas, then New Year's, and we're going to be in 2024.
It is. It's like 50-some days left in the year.
Yes. I'm like, where did this year go? It is a blur for me, really.
Yeah.
My child is in college, ain't thinking about me.
Not one day. My son only comes home when he has to.
My daughter just told me. She said, "I said, you miss me." She said, "You not that far." I said, "Well, you don't miss me though." She said, "You always hollering at me when I said, India, the only thing I holler at you about is cleaning your room."
Mm.
Yeah. Now put it all for everybody to know. She don't clean her room, y'all. She grown.
What teenager does?
Yeah.
She in college. I gotta let those straps go. So you
know, yes, she did.
She having her fun. She enjoying herself.
That's right.
What's up with you, Red?
I'm just getting back from Vegas, trying to get into the swing of things and all of that good stuff. So
party animal.
Just going with the flow, but it was fun until I got back and my shoes were stolen at the airport.
Oh no.
Yeah. Got into my bags and it was a few of us. I was like, they stole two pair of my Jordans. And I was like, I know I wore a pair of shoes here. So it was actually three pairs of shoes that they had stolen out of my bag. But God is good because I was like, you know what? I reported it to the airline. Oh, we'll do an investigation. I said, nope, I want the police. The airport police came. By the time I got home, they were calling me saying that they found my shoes.
Oh wow.
But that was smart of you.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, nope, I want the police call. Yeah. I have 1,000 pair of shoes, but I hate when people steal from me.
Well, I think you could file an insurance claim too, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's for you know what? People don't have good sense nowadays. That's your hard earned money. Come on now. Yeah.
I heard they do it all the time though. And I heard it's sometimes some of the employees at the airport, which makes it even sadder.
Yeah.
Did it right?
Yeah, it was right here in Richmond. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is. But God is good because I got my back.
That's right.
All right. Listen, guys, we have Miss Shaya Andrews, known as Shea Butter. Y'all know her in Richmond for those of you who are looking. She is the hope of the mostest.
She good at what she does.
She is very good. Very, very, very good.
Thank you.
But listen, we have seen her host, dance, do all of that. She hosted our John F. Kennedy reunion that we had me out there on the dance floor doing things. But I was looking at her page and I was like, I didn't know that she went around and spoke to people about just inspiring people. And that's what we love to do on this podcast. Our whole passion is inspiring women, because a lot of women don't know. They're simply great. We don't ask for much, some of us. And we just like to give back. We like to let our women know, listen, you are better than you think you are. Some of us don't know what our value is. And I heard you talking about that. And I looked and it says, speak life. And I'm like, wow, I like that. Two words.
Yeah.
That's big. Tell us what speak life means.
So speak life is literally what God did to us. He spoke us into existence. He blew the breath of life into us. He called us into existence on the fifth day. He said, let there be male and female in our own image. And he said, therefore, I made male and female, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He made us up of him and his same power and his same creativity. And as he blew that breath into us, most people believe that he created us to basically be puppets on this earth, but he put us here to create and to create just like he creates. But most of us don't come out showing up as a creator because we have lack of knowledge that we're supposed to be. The challenging part is it starts most of the time in our upbringing of church, or if you're Muslim or you go to a Jewish synagogue, or one point in time, I grew up Jehovah's Witness for some years. Whatever it is, most people are teaching you that it's an entity outside of yourself that is going to save you, instead of you being one with God and you now being that creator. So speak life is literally what it says, is to awaken you, is to speak life to the dead part of you that doesn't, that is not awake to the reality, the real reality that you are a creator. It was an emotional intelligence program that I started. Emotional intelligence is really, really important. Most people are more keyed into educational intelligence. We go with the educational intelligence first, getting scores and determining how smart you are based off of those scores, not understanding that our emotional intelligence can affect the way that we do any type of creation. It can affects our emotions. It affects the way that we learn. It affects our relationships, whether it be with family or friends or a significant other. It has a very, very important role with the way that we live our life today. And most people are not aware of their emotional intelligence. Even people with a whole lot of money, people who are smart, from Harvard, top of their class, presidents of the United States, not aware of their emotional intelligence and how to use it. And so Speak Life literally speaks life into people to remind them. It's not like a magic potion I'm putting on you. I'm literally reminding you of the power that you already have on the inside of you. I have a company called Dysol. It's called Do You Speak Our Language? Do You Speak Our Language was created about 11 years ago. I really based it off of a scripture where it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16, says undoubtedly there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without me. So I base that off of the fact of me being in a world of entertainment, being a lot around a lot of entertainers and celebrities. And I saw how misunderstood many of them were, how dehumanized they were by the media. Supposed to share the gift, but now sharing the things that they go through personally in their homes and with their children and with their spouses and any other thing that they experience in life as we do, except theirs was put on display in front of the world to deal with that emotional intelligence. So when I originally wrote emotional intelligence curriculum called Speak Life, I originally wrote it for celebrities who were being dehumanized by media, to bring into a safe space of understanding that we all have different language and it all has meaning, but it's based off of our perceptions, based off the way that we have grown up in the world from our parents or caregivers, whatever schools we've gone to, whatever environments we grew up in, whatever neighborhoods we grew up in. If we were children with a lot of money or not a lot of money, if we were children seen parents that were alcohol or with drug abuse, or even parents that dealt with adultery. You saw a lot of things growing up and it shaped your perception. Mm-hmm. I realized that the world is not how it is, it's how you are. The way you see is the world mm-hmm. you see. And so whatever world you see, that's what you believe. But belief is only something that you think over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then you call it true. And then you start to say it over and over again because you're thinking it over and over again. Now you vibrate it. Your energy comes out and you begin to create the very thing that you believe. So whatever way that we see in the world, that is the way that we create. And that's what we believe. And most people, including myself, and I would say 100% of everyone that comes out of their parents' womb, you are shaped by your parents. You are mm-hmm. shaped by the caregivers. You are shaped by brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. You are mm-hmm. shaped by the traumatic experiences that mm-hmm. happen in your life. You know, people ask people all the time, how many times, even once I did get in a relationship with God, did I believe that God said something? Or did I say God said something and he didn't?
So is this like, would you consider yourself a life coach?
Somewhere? Yes, I'm a certified life coach. Yes, okay. I'm a certified life coach. I am certified in qualified mental health professional for adult and children as well. I have a degree in psychology. I do marketing, public relations. I do motivational speaking. You know, I do events. And of course, you know, I do hosting. All of that came out of Speak Life, because Speak Life, as you all know, whether I'm on that microphone, whenever I'm on that microphone, whether I'm in a club, whether I'm at a church, whether I'm at a wedding, I'm speaking life wherever I am. I am mindful of the things that I say to people because I have the ability and the power to shift someone's mindset to see themselves differently. We don't understand how strong our words that we say to people are and how much those words stick in their mind and it becomes their inner voice.
Yeah. And I loved your energy. Even at the reunion, you were able to connect with the women, you connected with the men. It was all respectful. Like the women kind of vibe with you and it was just good. Your energy was just good.
Yes. She kept the vibe going. Definitely.
I have a true love for people. Mm-hmm. And I think that having that love, of course, came with a definitely, and I won't say a price. I would rather say it came with some expansion.
Okay.
You know, asking God at that time to teach me how to love like him. Mm-hmm. And when I would pray, one of the things I had to do first was to love myself and see myself like he saw me. Mm-hmm. Because that was a challenge for me for many years. I came from parents that had money. I grew up in the Air Force area. So we, you know, we didn't ever worry about the finances. I grew up in a big house. I had brothers and sisters, you know, but of course we had our things in the home like everyone else. You know, things went on with mother and my mom and dad and, you know, with adultery and things of that nature. And my first biological father, you know, with physical abuse there. And then, you know, growing up and my mom went away to Korea for almost a year, you know, and that shaped her being gone that long, mm-hmm. me being 4 years old, shaped the way of me being feeling this abandonment, this rejection, mm-hmm. and all those things played a role in how I began to see the world and see life. And so it was this thing of rejection. You know, people say I always have a thing that a thorn is what the scripture calls it. And, you know, mine was rejection. And it took me years and years and years to really get to the space to even know what it was. I probably wasn't grown when I, probably about 35 after my divorce, I finally realized what it was that was being based, that foundation of all of the things that were happening in my life. Because if you kind of go back and think about the things you've dealt with in your life, it's really that root that's always there. That same mm-hmm. weapon shows up, different face, mm-hmm. same weapon, different face. And it would begin to say, oh, why has this always happened to me? You know, but people were really strong in things they said to me because my personality was outgoing. And I took on a lot of the things that outside voices said. I began to look at myself that way and believe that I was not enough. So the first person God had to speak life to was me. He had to tell me, listen, I need you to be good with you. I'm going to take care of the rest. All I need you to do is be good with you being you. Mm-hmm. So I had to start speaking this to myself, and I asked him to show me how to see myself like he sees me. So as I started praying that every day, and that started happening, of course, you know, when you ask God for something, your life experience go up to bring forth what it is that you're asking for. You know, it doesn't come in the form of him waving that wand. He has already put laws in the, of the universe in place. The things that he spoke, the creations that he's made, he spoke them into the universe. When it says that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the deep, it was talking about this space of the universe. And then it tells you that God spoke and said, let there be light. Mm-hmm. And he spoke all of the things that he needed to create into this universe to hold for us so that the laws could be in place, that we could be prepared, and that we can expand to be the creators he called us to be. We are not weak. We are not people that are victims. We are not people that need outside help. We are not people that have to go get in the prayer line just to receive the help. Mm-hmm. We have an internal GPS called the Holy Spirit on the inside of us that is leading and guiding us into all truth. Most people who go to church, we know it because we hear it all the time. We hear it year after year. Mm-hmm. After year. We even speak in the tongues. We'll dance a jig. We'll go across the aisle. We'll hold a hand, dance with a friend. We do all of that. We cry, we plead, and we thank the Lord. And we get up and we leave, and we're the exact same way, not understanding that it is us that is now the creator. God has now allowed his power. We are now become the extension of God to do this creating. And that's what I call the speaking life. We are now passing on from him to us to able to be able to create. And that's when it's time for us to speak life. But being that we don't know it, we're not speaking life. We are believing that there are things only outside of us. We're waiting for something and somebody to come and rescue us. People spend years and years on their knees praying and asking God to help them, pleading and begging and bargaining and putting money in the offering and making sure I tithe. Is this because I'm not living right? Not understanding that we were created to be worthy. We don't have to do anything to receive the worthiness, the blessing, the inheritance of God. We are his inheritance. There is nothing my son has to do for me to pass on his inheritance to him. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There is nothing my son has to do for him to be an extension of me. And everything that he needs, I have put into him, him coming out of my womb. It's the same way with us and God. We are his children. And he showed us over and over and over again in those scriptures, even with the thing of the prodigal son, the scriptures, Jesus was constantly trying to show the example of that you did not have to do anything. He was telling you, I came not to abolish the law. He said, but I came to fulfill it. If I fulfill a position at a job, that means it's no longer vacant. That means you have nothing else to do but to receive what it is that I'm saying about you. The scripture in Chronicles says, God says, when you stand before me, he says, you stand before me whole. He said, I see you with no fault.
So I wanted to ask you, you talked about that. How was that process for you? And did you kind of like resist any or?
I resisted, I would say, in believing it. The resistance comes in when we are not in agreement. So you know those feelings, those emotional feelings you feel on the inside, like the nervousness, things like I'm not worthy, things that keep you up at night, that restlessness. When you are feeling those emotional intelligence, see the emotional intelligence, the emotions were given to you by God. This energy and motion, that's what emotions are. It's your energy because you know you feel it. You can feel it. I don't care how, if you can quote 100 scriptures. You feel your energy when it's off. Mm-hmm. Those emotions never lie to you. You can fake it all day long and say, I'm not worried about this, I'm not that, but you know deep down on the inside what your energy is doing. That is your emotions. Those are your red flags. They are your triggers. This is what your emotions are saying when you feel those things. It's telling you your internal GPS, which is the Holy Spirit, is not in agreement with what you're thinking about yourself. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking, I did wrong, I did bad, oh, I need to be punished for this, oh, this is happening in my life because I did this a few years ago. Oh, I remembered I messed with that married man, and see, this is coming back on me because I'm getting this back because of what I did. See, I wasn't a good mom. I wasn't home enough. Mm-hmm. So we start feeling all types of things. We start arguing our limitations of why we're not worthy. Mm. Why we're not worthy of God's blessings. Why we're not worthy of God's love. So I did a lot of arguing about why I wasn't worthy and why I wasn't enough. And my spiritual mother, her name is Benita Wade. And she asked me one day, she said, if DJ comes home, which is my son, and I think at the time he was about 8, she says, if he comes home and he does something wrong, she said, are you going to whoop him every single solitary day? I said, no. Mm-hmm. I said, never. She said, well, why do you think that your father would do that to you? And I had to start seeing myself like I saw my own child. And I had to start talking to myself and speaking life to myself and becoming my inner being, becoming my inner talk, getting in agreement with him that there was absolutely nothing that I could do that he would leave me.
I got a question, because when I was growing up, I grew up in the church, and I think God probably could quote the Bible from the beginning.
Yeah.
And these young people out here are the ones that we need to be speaking life into. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of quoting the Bible at them, telling them about our experiences or whatever. But for these girls that's growing up now who don't have that value, who are out going out, you don't even have to go to the beach no more. You can just go outside and see mm-hmm. people in bikinis every day. Yeah. You know, they're having babies at a very young age. And trust me, no judgment. This is your life that you have to live. But what kind of, I don't want to say it, I believe in God. I am a Christian. But a lot of times you got to figure out a different way to come at these kids, because they don't want to hear nothing about God.
And listen, and I don't talk to them about him. I don't talk to him about him. When I go into schools,
yes, to them.
So when I go into schools, I can't mention God's name.
Right.
So when I go into schools, as soon as I walk into a classroom, I say, tell me what your superpower is. And the kids say, knowing who I am. I say, tell me what your superpower is. They say, knowing who I am. I say, well, tell me who you are. They say, I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am goodness. I am kindness. I am faithfulness. I am gentleness. I am patience. I am self-control. They say, I am enough. So over the course of time, those 9 characteristics, which we know are called the fruits of the Spirit, we call them in the school system 9 characteristics. So Speak Life is made up of those 9 characteristics. And out of those 9 characteristics, we teach out of those 9 characteristics that we'll do love. Love is one. So we'll do loving yourself, loving your family, loving what's different, loving the now. We do everything based off of love. And I was going into the schools.
I don't want to know what school you going into. They don't be talking like that in these schools around here.
Yeah. You do day treatment?
But we will. Oh, it's coming. I literally just put them into Audible. So we were doing the after school things. There were programs like Henderson Brown and Bouchaw Middle School that were here. I did Virginia Randolph, Trinity Family Life Center. I started holding things there for kids. So they were in different places. I've been trying to work with Highland Springs High School. Their principal was been trying for a couple of years now to get it into the school system, because what happened over COVID, when COVID came, God had me had to take this course, and I put them all on Audibles.
Okay.
For every single, I have an Audible for every single day of the school year. I have 180 Audibles. So the plan was and is to play that Audible in the morning for kids to hear, to set the tone of the day, because it only runs from 1 to 3 minutes. Set the tone of the day and for them to hear it at night. And I will send you ladies one so you can hear it. It is and if you listen to the video when I had the white on, when I don't know if that's the video you sent me. So the one I had where I had the white on, that was a piece of an audible. So I went into a studio and I had a producer to lay down all of the tracks, and it took me some time from writing it to getting it edited, going through a company and getting it edited and making sure that it was put into my own format of language, and then going in and putting it down on the audibles. It took years. But it is completed now. So now the audibles are ready to go into the schoolyard, like into the schools. I have been working with the artist, Justin Q. Young. He has designed a coloring book for the kindergarten. K-4 is what we said we would stop at, so that they would have a book. So literally the book has the pictures there and has the affirmations that we're learning, so that the kids can go over those affirmations on their own, so that it can get on the inside of them. Because see, it's all about downloading it into their subconscious, because all of the things that we learned is what is downloaded into us.
It is. Well, what happens when, like, for instance, I was talking to this young lady, you don't know her, but she might be out there listening. Well, what would you say to a young lady that tells you she feels abandoned? She feels like she has absolutely no one to talk to. She feels like she can count her friends. She couldn't even count to five. She doesn't remember some of her childhood because of trauma. What would you say to that girl who doesn't feel like, doesn't want to talk to anybody? I mean, well, let me back up. She wants to talk to somebody, but she doesn't know where to start.
The first thing that we do, we tend to do as humans, is we retell our story over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And every time we keep focusing on that story, we are keeping it alive. We are keeping it alive in our emotions. We're keeping it alive in our heart. We're keeping it alive in our minds and our souls. So what starts to happen is we create that same vibration, that same energy from the things that happened in childhood. It'll come and surface into our adulthood. It'll come and surface into our high school years, into our middle school years, because we are creating that same energy, because that's what we focus on. So when I get with clients that I do life coaching for, we may start off with getting to the root of where it started. Once we dig up that root, we don't go back to it. We begin to create the story that we want to live. So from that very moment of that root is dead. We are now creating the story that we want to tell ourselves. So the next objective is always telling ourselves a new story. Mm-hmm. What story is it that you want for yourself? What is it that you want to see in you? What do you want to see yourself showing up as? That's the story we start to tell ourselves. We start to tell ourselves that story over and over and over again. We don't allow them to go back to tell that old story, to recant it. We take the focus completely from it, because I tell them, you being a creator are the only one that give things power. See, this is how we're like God. Mm-hmm. We're like God because we're creators. We have the ability to create by what we speak. We have the power to create by the perspective, by the perception that we choose to see. When God says, you stand before me like this, mm-hmm. he's saying, you stand before me without fault. Now you saying in your mind, now I know goodness well I got some mm-hmm. fault. Mm-hmm. Now I remember I just did this the other day, but he chose mm-hmm. to see you like that. So he said, this is how I'm going to see it. So we have that same power to say, this may have happened, but now I'm going to take this and choose to see it that way. See, the things that happened in my childhood and things that happened in my life, I retold that story a long time with all types of sadness and, mm-hmm. And I mean, all types of regret and remorse and depression. And now I tell that thing and I say, oh, I thank God for the rejection that I received because it taught me how to love me. It mm-hmm. taught me how to not need the validation, mm-hmm. how to not feel like that I was in need of somebody telling me that I was enough for me to know I was enough. So now the way that I tell the story has shifted, mm-hmm. shifted. So guess what happens? Because I tell the story different, because my perspective is different, now I'm speaking life differently. Now I am creating a new reality for myself. So I tell them, you are the only person that gives that thing power. Whatever you magnify, just like the magnifying glass, you make bigger, you grow. It grows and it grows and it grows. How do I stop it from growing? You take your attention away from it. You take your focus away from it. So where people think, even in therapy, they believe that they are helping people keep recanting the courses of their childhood abuse, of their trauma, of their sexual abuse. Once you dig in the root and you dig that thing up, that's dead. Now we're going to focus on what it is you want for your life and the greatness that has come out of what you experience, that I can now pass this on. So where I might be saying rejection was something that was on me for years and nobody spoke life to me. So guess what? Now I am the creator. Now I'm going to create, speak life for somebody else so that does not become anybody else. I have the power to pass that thing along and see the joy in it. I told somebody, a client that I had who's dealing with a death of a child. I told them, we can either, every time we think of this child, we can say, oh, I'm so sad. Oh my goodness. I'm so depressed. And I'm so this. Or every time that child comes to our mind or something that reminds us, I can say, oh my goodness, I just had a thought about her. Oh man, I remember when she used to do this. Because see, it's going to change the trajectory of your emotional intelligence because you are the creator. You are the creator. And you have to ask yourself, what is it that I want to create? What do I want to create? And then you do it. And it doesn't take years. You don't have to go back and be saying, well, I'm going to call such and such and let her know I'm sorry. Start right now. It starts with you. You don't even have to tell nobody you're starting. You just start. It starts right here in your awareness that I am a creator. I have everything around me to be successful. Mm-hmm. My father is God. That's my father. My daddy is going to give me all things. He is the one I get my inheritance from. He gave me this humongous universe. I make this quote now. Somebody lied. Somebody lied when they told you the universe was not built around you. Because it certainly was. He built this entire universe for us. Mm-hmm. It was built all around us. He gave me this universe to be able to pull creations. Just like the artist does to the canvas, God has done to the universe. He created. We were his most precious gift to continue to create. I tell those kids, you are a creator. Listen, God said, you ain't got to mention my name. That's why when church people get all hooked on what they're being, he's being called, or they called him universe. Oh my goodness. They called him Allah. Oh my goodness, they said the Holy Spirit. They called him inner being. Oh my gosh, the kids today is saying source. God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. He said, if you can call yourself God and I created you, why can't anything I created be called God? I created all of this. This all him. The flowers, the trees, the clouds, the air we breathe, it's all God. If you want to call this God, it is him. There is no separation between you and your source, between you and your inner being, between you and the universe. Everything been given to us. You have an internal GPS. You can call him source. You can call him inner being. And everybody feels it, whether you're a child, whether you're a grown adult. You know when that GPS is leading and guiding you in all truth and showing you things to come. Most times we ignored it. Like Red asked me, what was you doing? I was fighting it. I was ignoring it. I was saying, I'm just acting off. This is not God. But see, you get to trust in God, but can you trust your own voice? Mm-hmm. That's God. Because see, once you get your emotional intelligence into alignment with what God says about you, you'll begin to trust your own voice. You'll realize that I am God, and what I say about me is in alignment with what Holy Spirit says about me. And you no longer have to run to that pastor or to that teleprogram to get the guidance that you've been looking for and wanting and feeling like, oh, I got to go get this. You can get it right in that moment. You don't got to close your eyes. You can be in your car. You can call on Holy Spirit. You can say, listen, I need your help. I'm dealing with this. I want to see this. The eyes of love. Allow me to see this perception through the eyes of love. Because you're only going to see it two ways. It's going to be out of fear or it's going to be out of love. Holy Spirit, allow me to see this out of the eyes of love. When I talk to those children, I don't have to mention God mm-hmm. for God to show up, because I am him. I bring the presence in the room. Listen, for us who do know the scriptures, King David said, when I made my bed in heaven, he says, you were there. Then he said, when I made my bed in hell, he says, you were also there. He said, I couldn't get away from your spirit. He says, why? Because light and darkness are the same to you. When light is on, darkness ceases to exist. It does not exist. I am the light that walks in those schools. I am the light that turns on the computer to talk to my people that I do life coaching for. I am the light that talks to the mentally ill. I am the light that goes into the entertainment world and goes on tour and sits in green rooms and all things with the people. I am the light. I never have to ask them to be anything different than who they are. But me showing up as my true authentic self of love welcomes them to do the same. And without me having to say a word, God starts to do the expanding on his own. The universe starts to drop its courses of classes that, listen, baby, you're going to take them courses. You're going to take them classes. And if you don't pass them, you get them over. And you get them over because God is faithful. You're going to get those classes over. And every time, it's going to be subtle expansions. And you can be saying, Lord, a year ago, I would have never handled this like I handled it. I would have responded. This thing would have crushed me to my knees. Because see, the whole time now, your awareness is becoming known that you are a creator. Why? Because you're being spoken life to. You're awakening from the dead state of believing that something outside of you is going to save you. It is you who is God. It is you who is the extension of God that is bringing life. So as I speak life into people, they go, they do the same to the next person and to the next person until it's a ripple effect around this world. And that's what's going to happen. That is what is happening. But because we focus more on the negativity, we don't realize the greatness that's already being done.
Wow.
That's go ahead. So, speak life.
Right. How do you get what I can see that it's probably easy, but for people who are kind of going through stuff, how do you build that rapport and trust with them?
So I always tell people, because, you know, sometimes I'll have people come and say, oh, I want you to talk to such and such, or I'm going to have such and such call you. And I'll tell them, listen, you have to let God do it. Because just like I have an internal GPS, so do they.
Mm-hmm.
And trust and believe, when they are ready, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide them into all truth. I don't care if we have to meet up again in a grocery store, if we meet up again at the club, if we meet up again and I'm sipping on some wine and you right next to me sipping on another gut. Listen, we are going to meet, but you cannot force people before they are ready to receive, because they won't ever receive it. It'll just be something that they are not ready for, and they won't hear you. You can only be able to speak to a person that is able to hear you. Mm. And it may be something on TV. It may be something, a post that somebody sends them, and they say, you know what? 2 years ago, my mom told me they wanted me to talk to this girl. It's that same post. This is that girl my mom was telling me about, because that's how stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
You pray and you ask the same God that's in them, because the same God is in you, to do the leading and the guiding. You can't put your hands on to force them. And as they come along, they build their own trust and their own rapport. And they begin to already begin to trust themselves to even begin to talk about this thing, mm-hmm. or to feel that genuine love. Like you said, y'all didn't know me, but you felt the love just from me hosting.
Yeah, so, felt your energy.
That's just hosting. Now mm-hmm. look at the way you wouldn't have known that I did Speak Life.
Right.
Because God connected us in that space, and y'all being in another state. And now you say, wait a minute, this is the girl that did the hosting. Wait, she does Speak Life. Now we come on, we on here. Mm-hmm. Now this is going to lead to something else. And then something else is going to lead to something else, because that's how he already has it worked out. Once we realize that God got this thing under control and he has fully laid out the things for us, the steps that are really, really ordered, we'll stop trying to force stuff. We'll stop trying to manipulate stuff. We'll stop trying to feel like that we need to be challenged and to fight and to make this happen. And I got to get up and work hard, because see, the laboring mind, the working hard mind, is the mind that came into play after we thought that we weren't one with God. It is non-resistant mind that says, I'm one with God and I don't have to do any work. I'm in the flow. I'm in the flow of this life. And as we get into that, you begin to see those things show up right before your eyes. It's like unfolding, and it becomes something amazing and beautiful to watch. And that is what has been happening in my life. Like,
you seem so passionate about it. I love your passion.
I can hear it. Yeah. Now, this is what I want you to do. I need you to do something for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Before we get off this live, I need you to talk to all those women out there that are watching, will watch, may be shared to or whatever. I want you to talk to all of those women out there who don't know their value.
Yeah.
Who are only learning. And hopefully some of those will come to our retreat plug. But for those who don't know their value, because it's amazing how many women, even at our age, don't know their value. They're falling for any and everything. Mm-hmm. You're coming and going.
Well, think how many times we have a pattern that we have in life that needs to be broken. Breaking a pattern is one of the hardest things, the most challenging things that a person has to do. And the simple thing of breaking a pattern, all you have to do is do something different. Mm-hmm. And as easy as that is as challenging as it is. But what I will say is, you know where you are in your life right now. Nobody can tell you where you are. You know from the emotional intelligence that's on the inside of you that speaks to you during the day, during the night. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you toiling by anxiety and frustration? What has your mind being triggered at the very thought of it, that your emotions are out of whack with who God says you are? You know where you are. Nobody has to tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care how many times you speak in a tongue, how many prayer lines you have been on. You know where you are. First, be honest with that. Yes. Be honest about where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Then be honest about where God says you are. And if you know where God says you are, ask yourself, am I in alignment with that? And if those are emotions, are waving that red flag, you already know without anybody telling you that something is out of alignment. So I tell you, call on your internal GPS. Ask him to help you to become in alignment. Tell him that you need his help to see through the eyes of love. Tell him you want to learn through the eyes of love. Help you to see you like he sees you. And if you call on him, he will answer. I promise you, with everything within me, all you got to do is ask him. Tell him what you want. And then don't talk against what it is that you're asking him. If you're asking him to help you see yourself as a better mother or a better wife or your children to be better. See, don't ask for your children to be this thing God has called them to be. And then when you speak to them, you call them something different.
Say that again.
You are the God that is speaking the life. So you've got to become the very thing that you are asking for. If you want to be a creator, you have to match it with what you say, with what you think, with what you feel. And all of those things have to come into a perfect alignment. And you get into perfect alignment by doing things like affirmations. So if you're having a hard time and you feel like at one point I had to always say to myself every single day, I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. I probably repeated that affirmation probably hundreds of times a day for my subconscious mind to begin to really believe that I am enough. And now I don't just speak it, but I live it. It's in my being. It's in my energy. So when I show up, people know it's something different about this energy. They see that light without me saying a word. Where do you want to be? And I encourage you to ask him and to start doing the work. You can look for things. They've got one of my sisters, Melanie Wade. She has Pretty Girls Pray. She has a book out there. I have Speak Life.
Melanie Wade, she's on here right now.
She's a powerful, mm-hmm. powerful, powerful sister.
Wow, we need to get her on. She's speaking that, Melanie. So we
want you on here.
Yes, powerful, powerful, powerful. Because people need to know. I mean, we spent times, years and years, years and years praying a certain way and wondering why the prayer ain't coming.
Mm.
Because you're praying as if something is out of sight of you that you're praying to. It is you getting into alignment. Mm-hmm. It is you are, that is connecting to the source so that it can release the power for you to create. You are a creator. Start by speaking life to yourself. If you are crying, if you are hurting, get in that mirror and talk to yourself and tell yourself what God says about you. Because at no point, I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you're going to do. I don't care what you're doing right now. God loves you. He never sees you as less than. He's never looking down on you. He's never saying, oh, I'm not going to bless you. Never. I don't care what anyone tells you. God loves you, and he always sees you as himself, no less. And you are worthy of his love, and his blessings and of everything he has for you. Because see, as you start to align with who you are, your behavior will change.
So we do have a question for you, Shay.
Yes, yes.
Has anyone ever challenged you on whatever topics you speak on?
Challenge. Yes. I would have to say yes, because I mean, people are going to challenge you on whatever really it is that you bring. And what I always say is, it's okay. It's not a right and it's not a wrong. It's whatever is best for you. And I tell people all the time, do what's best for you. Don't do what I say. But if what you are doing is not working for you, you may want to try something else. If what someone is trying to tell you is making you feel bad, you may want to try something else. Because see, nobody has to lie to you about how you feel. I mean, I don't have to battle you on your own emotions. You know what those emotions feel like. And if it's not bringing you joy, then you're off. Then something is off on your internal GPS, something you're not in alignment with. So when they do, it's not a challenge of, do I need to prove myself? Mm-mm, because that's not ever what I'm here for. I'm never here to prove myself to anybody or to convince. Now, see, back in the day, I used to be trying to convince people of things. And that's when I wasn't here, but just period. It was in my personality. My sister would always say, you always got to get on the step stool and try to make people see your way. That's not our job. Our job is to bring our love, our light, whatever gift God has given us. Listen, it's going to be for some people is not. And that's okay. Christianity might work for some people. Buddhism might work for some people. Muslim might work for some people. Jehovah's Witness might work for some people. Catholic might work for some people. Judaism work for some people.
So Shay, quick question for those who may not be familiar. Explain to us what the internal GPS is.
That is your Holy Spirit. That is the very spirit of God that lives on the inside of you. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. It is. So when you have that thing, some people call it their intuition. Okay. Some people call it their gut. They'll say something inside of my gut or something inside of my soul. When you feel your energy starting to move and something deep down on the inside of you starts to move you in a way and you get an impulse. But that impulse can't be an impulse that doesn't look like God. It's got to be an impulse that is based off those nine fruits, those nine characteristics. If that impulse is coming to you and it's saying, you need to go here, because see, you might end up meeting this person here that you wanted for this job, or over here where they say, you know, I thought about you today. I was saying I was going to call you and give you this $500. See, you got to be led by it and don't allow anybody else to be your internal GPS. I call my internal GPS Holy Spirit. He is alive in me. I can talk to him. He leads and guides me into all truth. He shows me things which are to come. When I've had relationships with men, I'll ask them about them and I'll tell them, listen, if it's not you, or if this is not something that I need to get myself involved in, make me aware. And he always does it. And he does it so clearly.
You say that. I told myself the other day, I said, listen, I talk to God all day. Yes. Like, you know, like my friend, my father. Yes. I just talk. And I was in the car the other day and I said, God, you know what? I obviously don't know what I'm doing when it comes to these meetings. You know, in relationships, I don't know what I'm doing. I give up.
Listen.
I need you. I need you to show him to me in a blaze of glory. I mean, you know, I really need you to pick him.
But Fee, you know what I found out? The more I get to know who I am, I attract differently.
Mm-hmm.
are attracting these men.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to take responsibility because it don't sound good.
That's right. True.
And we say, what you mean? I would never attract this. But we are fully attracting it. So because God is not, the universe is not, the law of attraction is not, does not hear you saying what you do or don't want. Both of it sounds the same to him.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying, I'm sick of these men that cheat. I'm so sick of these men that cheat. I am so sick of these men that cheat. That's what I'm calling the men that cheat, because that's mm-hmm. what I keep talking about. That's what I keep talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All these no good men, these no good men, they all dogs, they all dogs. I mean, and when you keep saying, I can't get it right. Oh, I just must don't have it right. I can't get it right. Then you keep not getting it right.
Okay, so I should be saying, I know what I want.
I know who I am. Okay. I know who I am, and I know what I want, and I attract and draw unto me those that love me and see me just like God. We have to shift that thing so differently because, honey, listen, the man that I kept showing up for me, I mean, I was drawing them. I was attracting them. I would kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it, kept saying it. Because one of the things I found, and I shared this with one of my sisters the other day, I said, one thing I was, I was a full people pleaser. People pleasers, yeah. Draw. People pleasers have to get somebody that wants to be pleased. Who are they? They are normally narcissists. So what did I keep drawing? I kept drawing narcissists. Because I need somebody to please, and they need somebody to please them. So guess what?
A perfect combination, a perfect match.
Perfect match. Perfect match. So now we have to ask ourselves what it is that we want, and that's what we call. So my advice on the dating scene, date you. Get to know you so good that you show up in your authenticity. Because see, I won't be an authentic, being no people pleaser. Now I was saying I was. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm authentic. I mean, I'm real as it get. I'm not being authentic and being real people pleasing because I'm doing whatever it is to get you to see me a certain way. Whether it requires me to lie, manipulate, to try to make you see me in some type of way instead of showing up as me and saying, this is who I am.
That's classic abandonment.
Girl, you talking.
That's like the number one thing of person who has abandonment issues. Yes. They become people pleaser.
Yes. People pleaser.
So they go the total opposite.
Yep. And you have to because you're gonna draw whoever you are. You're not gonna draw
that law of attraction.
The law of attraction. Who do you want? That's who you become.
Yep.
Become the very thing that you want. Stop focusing on what you don't want. The more you focus on what you don't want, what's going to keep showing up. That's going to keep showing up. I keep getting all the men who don't have no money, that's what's going to happen. You're going to keep having all the men that don't have no money. And listen, I say all the time, that my sisters will tell you, my man loves me. He sees me just like God. He loves taking care of me. It bring him joy to take care of me. Mm-hmm. Listen, because that's what I want.
Right.
That's what I want. I'm loving. I am kind. I am going to speak life to that man. And when that man comes along and he becomes something that I am going to invest in, I'm going to know it. But no longer am I going to invest in things that I don't want to prosper. See, I'm investing in a narcissist, and I'm saying, oh, this man is not doing me right. But I keep going out with him.
Mm-hmm.
I keep talking to him. I keep entertaining him. Many of us slept with him over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Growing it.
What we didn't want, but steadily investing in him.
Mm-hmm.
How do I stop it from growing? I take my attention away from it.
Right.
I don't even got to lay you out. You know how we always be like, well, I got to let them know. I'm going to send them one last long text and let him know, because I should have told him before. No, I don't. I'm going to take attention away from it, because my attention is the only power that's giving it life. Me. I'm the only one speaking life to that thing. So if you don't want it, dead it. Dead it.
Say that again.
Listen, we can't. If you don't want that thing to prosper, don't invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't invest in it. We are the ones making that thing grow. And it's okay to date, because that's what you're doing. You're collecting data. But at the moment that you see that this is not something I'm willing to invest in, or this is a person that's not making me feel good, head from it.
Right.
Don't take your months. Normally we know after the first, second date, they start showing their true self.
Yeah, we know.
We know. But if you want to get the best person, become the best person.
Right.
I tell people all the time, I'm amazing. And I mean that thing with everything in my being. I am amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I am amazing because I am God's daughter and I am one with him. There is no separation. The love that I have for him and he has for me and I have for his people and his children. I am amazing. The light that I'm able to share with other people and where I speak life. And I am amazing. I talk all greatness about myself, because I am one with God. But listen, I see you the exact same. Mm-hmm. I don't see you any different from the way that I see me.
Wow. That's all good God stuff, Faye. That's good
you
stuff.
To see. You
That's
see.
Good stuff. I love it.
Awesome. I mean, you speaking, you done spoke life. We done had two podcasts in one.
Well, that is wonderful. Listen, it does my soul good when I'm able to speak life into people. And that's how you'll know your purpose in life. What is it to feed your soul? It's a scripture in the Bible that says, I've now found the one that my soul loves, and now I understand it. Mm-hmm. Now I understand it. Oh, this is what he was talking about. My soul leaps for joy when I'm able to speak life to people. And I don't care if I, listen, people who know me, I will be in a full club with music all around, speaking life to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A full club. They can have a drink in their hand. It don't mean nothing. I will speak life wherever I am. The grocery store, somebody's school, at a bus stop. It doesn't matter. If the mailman comes, if it's starting to come out of my spirit for you, and God says, say this, and I have to say it, and it's always, oh my goodness, I needed this. There was one lady that came up to me at the party, and she said, how you doing, Shay? I said, I'm doing amazing. I said, how are you? She said, I'm doing better than I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Doing better than you should be.
Mm.
Yeah, let me say it like this. I'm doing better than I deserve.
Mm. Wow.
But see, God allowed me in that moment to be the person she said it to. I told her, don't ever say that to anybody else again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you doing, done, are gonna do. You are worthy of God's love, his blessings, his attention, mm-hmm. his affection. Never is he looking at you like you looking at you.
Right.
Because see, that's how people think. They think that way about themselves, so they don't realize that they have the ability to create. They believe the reality that's before them. They say, oh, well, I don't have this, or I lost my job. Well, you know, one of my girlfriends just lost her job, but see, you lost your job because God had told you to let it go a long time ago.
Mm.
Because he had this business, this company. He has something else you need to do. And sometimes we'd be too fearful to let it go. We'd be too fearful because we'd be saying, nope, I ain't letting it go. This money right here is good. But see, God will be trying to
say hello. Yeah, here.
Yes. When he'll let you lose that thing. That'll be okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you lose it, so you can go ahead into the blessing that I got waiting for you on the other side. But if we can get up long enough off our knees and stop all that crying and wiping our nose and believing that this thing has happened to us, we'll know that everything is always working out for me. And we'll start to say it over and over and over. Let it become an affirmation down your soul. Everything is always working out for me. I say that thing so much. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the middle of the night saying it. Everything is always working out for me.
Mm-hmm. Why? Say it and believe it.
Revolves around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you done spoke some life into us and everybody else on here tonight, and we truly appreciate you for coming on. And I didn't know we was getting all of this. I know, a lot of times I'm just out here looking for what makes me feel good. Yeah. And I don't know how, but I was scrolling and you popped up. Yeah. And I was like, is this Shay?
Yeah.
I'm hosting Shay. And I was like, okay. And then I think I texted you and said, what is this Speak Life?
Yeah.
And then you told me, and I was like, you know what? Because we like to bring on all different types of people.
Yeah.
You know, we like to bring on all different types of subjects because we're trying to inspire women in all different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
And obviously we're inspiring some men as well.
Wonderful.
But thank you for allowing us to share a little bit of your time and understand what Speak Life is and giving us more than we actually knew we were getting. Gave me a new outlook on this dating thing.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. Thank you, ladies, for having me. It was a true blessing. Really, it was.
Yeah, you have blessed a lot of people.
Definitely appreciate it. And Miss Melody Wade, we hear that you're doing good things. We want to see you too. If
powerful. Yes.
We got a connection now. You can't
get yes, this. Yes. And I will definitely send y'all her information. I have another sister named Tracy Sprague. She does something called the Shape Shop, where she talks to women about getting in shape, but she talks in the spiritual sense of things because she went through the menopause thing herself. So she tells you about going through all those things, the juice and the working out, the doing the medicine, goes through all those. So it's a bunch of connections, wonderful women that we are connected to that have all.
Yeah, I'm thinking another panel fee.
Yeah. That part. Yes.
Yeah. We had a panel maybe ago with all ladies and it was really good. So yeah, we're thinking about a panel.
Yes, I tell you, my trainer, everybody always asks me about my body, Risa Witherspoon. Risa is amazing. She can talk to you about all things body. I tell her she's one of the most, and I literally watched her transform my body, and she just doesn't do it through the physical aspect. We've done all kinds of things, but she can speak so well on it. So y'all, listen. Whatever you need, I can connect to some great, great women. And that's the whole plan about at this point in this time is for us to do this and to get anywhere out there for other people.
John Kilby.
He's a mess.
Can I come back? Sure, John, you can come back. I don't know what you're going to be talking about, but you can come back.
He want to inspire her.
He want to inspire her. Anything else, Red?
No, I'm just taking it all in. It was amazing. It was an amazing show. Yeah, I really enjoyed you, Shay.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed y'all.
All right. Well, you have an awesome night. And I'm going to get off here and go talk to myself about me and this man that I'm about to pull him out the thin air.
Yeah.
That's it. And they're going to be coming at you left and right and left and right. And those that are not for you, you're going to know early on.
Oh, I already know that.
Yes.
All right.
I can't wait to hear the update.
We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yay.